Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet. And that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gayle, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we focus on collaboration with members of the community to implement substance misuse and violence prevention education and to spread awareness through an effort called the 334 Prevention Project. Right now I have with me Dana Bonney. She is the director of the 334 Prevention Project. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Dana.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Let's talk about the foundation of this organization. What was the catalyst to get 334 Prevention Project off the ground?
Okay, so the organization is in its 27th year. And there is a grant called the Drug-Free Communities Grant that's still in existence. And I encourage anyone who is listening who would like to begin a coalition like this, a much-needed coalition, to look into it. But it just requires a nonprofit, an established, you do need to have your 501c3 to get a certain level of funding. And I think our organization had been approved for city funding, and then federally you get, I think it's $125,000 a year. Also, the other, it's a federal grant, so it's a little entailed, but you do need buy-in from all 12 sectors of the community, like law enforcement, schools, parents, etc. And so that happened, and it's been going, it's had, you know, some ups and downs through the years. I am the fourth director in 27 years. So, I mean, not too bad, but I've only been in it 2 years. So definitely not too bad. We've had some great directors in the past, and we have a wonderful community, and they're all in, you know, I say all, but a lot of engagement. So we could not do what we do without our community. And that's how it started.
What was your background, Dana?
So my background was mom. I was a stay-at-home mom, and I've done several things. I've had my own cake business. I had an event business. I worked. I followed my kids to school. I was a substitute teacher. When I was in high school, I worked in daycare. I knew I loved kids. And then I started publishing a magazine I'm in my 10th year. So I published a community magazine when I moved to Dothan. I'm from Virginia originally. Moved to Dothan about 10 years ago and needed a job. My girls were in middle school and going on to high school. And so publishing kind of found me, and I was able to meet some great people through that and establish a lot of solid relationships in Dothan that I'm very grateful for. And then executive director of 334 Prevention Project found me as well.
What was it about this organization that caused you to take all your experiences, being a mom, all the things that you had done, and say, this is where I need to be. This is what I need to be involved in.
Yeah, good question. I mean, all things work together. So I experienced in my family, alcoholism, not drug use that I know of in my home growing up, but some pretty significant alcohol use. And so that, you know, as you can imagine, is going to just stir things up in a kid. You know, so we have choices. We can let it take us down, or we can do something with what we go through. And so I thrived, I feel like, and I am going to toot my own horn. I just have never found greater purpose than being a mom. Like, I just felt like all of that, the fruit of what I went through, you know, it caused me to just be different than what I experienced, to want to. And my parents, they're not alcoholics anymore, and we have great relationships. So, you know, there's always hope and restoration. But back to me, I like to teach. I like to teach what I know. And then through the magazine, the organization used to be called Dothan Houston County Substance Abuse Partnership. And they started a rebrand about 3 or 4 years ago to 334 Prevention Project. And they had a marketing director. And so it started popping up on my Instagram and Facebook more often. And it's like all this stuff that I teach in my home and I believe in. And so I sought them out and we did a story on them on, I believe it was vaping and the amount of nicotine that is in the vape products compared to cigarettes and just facts. And so then all of a sudden, you know, I love the magazine, but after about 8 years, you know, I wanted more and the girls were older. And so I had a friend, and I was telling her, and then she let me know that everybody at the 334 Prevention Project, COVID evidently had an effect on things and, for whatever reason, various reasons, nobody was there. And so the director wasn't there anymore and they needed a director. And I do not have, a paper degree, but I have a life degree. And so she thought I was, you know, I should apply. And I did. And I've been there for 2 years this past July.
My life consisted of alcoholism in my family as well. And so I grew up around that early on in my life. And my grandparents took custody of me when I was 9 because of the situation. So I understand how that can have an effect on a young person in their life and can either take them in a bad direction or take them in a better direction. And I've seen that and witnessed it. My dad was able to overcome his alcohol addiction before he passed away. And that was something I was very proud of him for. I was always proud of him for the effort that he was making, that he was trying. That was something that was important to me as his son to watch him overcome that. And that's been part of my life as well.
Yeah, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. And then, you know, just how much more rewarding, though, it makes it when, you know, having known that, knowing that you can help someone and you can teach from your experience.
We're going to continue this conversation in another segment, if that's okay, Dana. And we'll talk about the 334 Prevention Project and what your effort is in your community. And hopefully, as you mentioned, someone can also decide if they want to recreate this in their area. I think that would be great if they could recreate this wherever they're at, wherever they're listening, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. We're talking to Dana Bonney about the 334 Prevention Project. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Have you heard of the legend of Happy Hollow? Well, legend has it There's a mysterious store in Red Bay, Alabama, and on October 28th of this very year, its doors will finally open. Some people say the store has tons of different items, from hunting, fishing, camping, and sporting goods, to apparel, Western wear, home decor, even items for your fur babies. I can confirm this is no legend. Witness it for yourself on October 28th. Come shop with us and take part in several of our Halloween activities. You're sure to have a spooktacular time. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, on our Happy Hollow Outdoors page, as well as our Instagram under the same name. We look forward to seeing you October 28th. Doors open at 10 a.m., with Halloween activities beginning later in the evening. We're located at 985 9th Street West in Red Bay, Alabama. That's 985 9th Street West in Red Bay, Alabama.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. For all of your concrete needs in North Alabama, contact Esteban Tovar with Tovar Construction Company. With free estimates and quality work, no job is too big or too small. Give Tovar Construction a call at 256-216-7555 or 256-321-5989. You can also see some of their great work at Tovar Construction Co. LLC on Facebook. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have Dana Bonnie on the line with me right now. She is the director of 334 Prevention Project based in Dothan, Alabama. I reached out to find out more about the 334 Prevention Project so that you could learn more about it and help them and support their effort to bring more awareness to their work in the area. Welcome back to the show, Dana.
Thanks, Mark.
Glad to have you. I appreciate your work. You said you'd been involved with 334 Prevention Project for 2 years now. What is some of the growth that you've seen in your 2 years as director of the effort?
Well, it's so encouraging. I mentioned the rebrand. So when I came on board, there was nobody really there to train me, but I tell you, when you meet people, you never know, when you first meet someone, how much they're going to end up being, a resource for you. So having been in Dothan for, about 8 years at that point, I had those solid relationships and I could call people and ask for a little help here, a little help there, not so much to get on just one person's nerves, but, I wanted somebody's eyes on the budget and, then the marketing, social media and fundraising that had worked in the past. And I'm telling you, after almost 3 decades, there were files and files and files. There's a lot of rich history there too that could easily distract you, but it's also beneficial. All that to say, I would call around to try to go to the classrooms and, talk to people. And nobody had heard of 334, didn't know who we were. And they were more familiar with a pretty famous, Dothan famous fundraiser that Dothan Houston County Substance Abuse Partnership did called Dothan Dancing with the Stars. And so everyone knew who that was. So I had a really long name, 334 Prevention Project. And then it was like a glazed look on their face. You may know us as, and I'd say Dothan Dance with the Stars. And, oh yeah, that's you. So between 2021 and now, we're getting calls. We're getting calls from Henry County, Dale County, Geneva County. And we can't fulfill what we're being, the request in Houston County. You haven't asked what our greatest need is, but we need employees. We have a small army of volunteers. But anyway, the need is there. And the, everybody understands, I say everybody, but the community as a whole is on board. And so, we just have pretty, we have, I think, rekindled some relationships. We're in Dothan City Schools and Houston County Schools and in most of the private schools. So that says a lot to me. And we have city and county support. And we have, like I said, some phenomenal volunteers. We have a 50-member youth council, which should be at the top of our list when I introduce our organization. But 334 Youth Council is absolutely amazing. And if anybody can check out WTVY's interview last night, they did on two of them. You'll be very inspired by Hatcher Potter's testimony that he gave as to why he is passionate about 334. But yeah, so we had like three members in our youth council when we started, and now we have an application, a competitive application process. And we have students representing between 9th and 12th grade from each of the city schools, county schools. Well, we have one city high school, all the county schools in each private school minus, I think, two. And they are, they're so courageous and so brave. We take them to our commissioner meetings when they do proclamations, and they thank them, and then they make their request to, for example, light up the city water tower red in honor of Red Ribbon Week, which we're in smack dab in the middle of right now. And those commissioners will do it for them. If we ask, we might, you know, maybe in a few years, but something happens when those kids ask, and it just, I drove by there last night. You'll see it on our social media. It's a huge water tower, and it was all red.
Clearly, focusing on education is important and getting the youth yes. involved, and to equip individuals with knowledge, skills, and resources is a big part, obviously, of your effort. What are the resources that you found that you're able to collaborate with schools and then also do community workshops through the organization?
Okay, so probably our biggest tool is from the Mendez Foundation, and they have the Too Good for Drugs and Too Good for Violence curriculum. And so we have worked pretty hard to implement that over the past year and a half. And we are teaching, I believe it's 21 classes every week in between 7th and 9th grade. And these classes are different from what you may remember when I was in school. You know, it's don't do drugs. It's just your brain on drugs. And, you know, you do drugs and you're bad. And there was good in all of that. However, this is so much more effective and evidence-based because we don't start with, we don't say don't. Because we've learned that the brain, you know, is going to want to do what you tell it not to do. So we just start with goals. And then go to decisions, and then talk about emotional, social, emotional learning, you know, skills, and how to just kind of think about what you're thinking about. That you do have the power over your brain. Your brain doesn't have to have power over you. And just to see, I mean, it's not something that I could quantify on a grant application, but I don't, you know, I just know the little light bulbs are going off left and right, and change is happening. Things that, you know, even high schoolers, you know, prevention is more effective the younger you can go. But we do work mainly with middle school and high school. You know, you can just see some dreams coming back to life, or just some ideas that haven't been there in a while. I can, because they just feed on social media and are told what to think. And not the majority or anything, but there's a lot of kids that just really need that message of I can. And then we get into the substances. We start with alcohol, nicotine, and recreational marijuana. And that's a great lesson because there's a lot of confusion there with the legalization of cannabis. And so we want to give them the message that even though it's legal, it's not safe. So, okay, so that's one of the resources that's Too Good for Drugs. We're just at the beck and call of teachers, administrators. You know, we can do classroom instruction and presentations. We can do assemblies. You know, we have our youth council, which the goal is to get many youth councils in each school and to have them just recruit and draw more of a following there. And I firmly believe that that's about to happen. And we have, you know, for parents, we really want to strengthen our parent program because our teachers feel like they are fighting a losing battle between vaping and then parents who don't support their efforts. We've got to reach the parents, and it's hard to get parents to come out. So we're hoping to start with our connections in the workplace, just going to different like hospitals, factories, places of employment where we can bring food and just invite people to listen to us, or go to some cities in the country because we are part of CADCA, which is Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America, and we go to Washington, D.C., and we're just a part of a countrywide effort to do this in every community. So I've heard a lot about other cities, and they'll go to barbershops, and they'll just get anywhere where the parents are. We did just host a family day event where we fed families, and we were able to talk to them and get to know them. So that's a few of the things we do. Alcohol Awareness Month in the spring, and so we go into the schools with Aaliyah, and we have the kids drive with the, I don't know if you've heard of the drunk goggles, so they can see what it's like to drive under the influence and that they really do not need to be doing that. And of course, there's a lot of laughing and a lot of fun. So some people might think it's not effective, but it is. They're learning. So those are a few of the things that we do.
You mentioned, Dana, that you needed help at your local chapter level. What can people do right now to help 334 Prevention Project specifically to help you and your effort in your particular area?
Well, thank you for asking that. We have a need for two different types of volunteers. We always, of course, would like to find another source of funding for more salaries. So that's not too hard to figure out. But for volunteers, we need for our Too Good for Drugs and Too Good for Violence to cover all those classes. We work with students at Alabama College of Osteopathic Medicine. We have moms, we have real estate agents, we have law enforcement officers, anyone who can pass a background check and, you know, just has a passion for, you know, causing them to make the right decisions and to avoid substances and violence. I encourage to go on our website, 334preventionproject.com, and fill out an application. And another wonderful opportunity is our JCC program. And every county in Alabama could do this, but not every county has it. And they give them the opportunity to come to us and let us hear their case. And then we assign them sanctions such as, you know, do your chores, don't have a phone, have dinner with, and it's for the mom and dad too, or the grandparent, whoever they're living with, put down your phone at dinner time. And, you know, we give them like questions to ask each other, and they learn that they didn't know a bunch of different things about each other. How well do you know your parent? How well do you know your teen? And then also community service. We are an agency rich city and county, so I have plenty of folks that I work with that I can send them to, you know, if it's appropriate for community service. Anyway, they come back a month later, and if they've completed all their sanctions, then we dismiss the case. And if they have struggled with it, we can keep them up to 6 months. So, but once they've completed them, the courts never see them again. And it's a 98%, I believe, 97 or 98% success rate that the courts never see these kids again. And that's a wonderful thing when you can save them from the court system.
I want people too to be able to know how, or if they're able to connect with you, if they would like to bring an effort like this to their area.
The best way to reach out, you can call me. I'll give you my phone number. Well, the office phone number, I'll give you that. It's 334-699-2813. And then if you'd like to contact me by email, it's D as in Dana, B as in boy, O-N-N as in Nancy, E-Y, D Bonnie, at 334preventionproject.com.
Very good. Dana Bonnie, it's been a pleasure to talk to you today, to talk about 334 Prevention Project and your effort in your community. I wish you all the best, and I hope that this show will help spread the word for your particular effort and then also help those who might be considering having an effort similar to this in their area. Thank you for joining me today here on the Mark White Show, Dana.
I hope so, too, and I just thank you so much for the invite, Mark.
Absolutely. Dana Bonney, folks, director of 334 Prevention Project. You can go to 334preventionproject.com. You can also follow them on Instagram, Facebook. Is that where you're at, Facebook and Instagram, or do you have another place as well?
We have a small following on TikTok and LinkedIn as well.
Okay. Also on TikTok. When we come back, we'll have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a true value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com. and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
This is Cami Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on The Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Just Be Yourself, written by Alfreda Ragland and illustrated by Bianca Easy. And now, here's Cora White.
Yay! Hello, friends. My name is Lachey, and I recently started a new school. Before moving, my mom said I was growing up and warned that some things were going to change. Whenever I hear the word change, I assume it isn't good. Change happened when my best friend Emily moved and when her mom got a new job. We had to move all the way across town. On top of that, I have to go to middle school. So all these changes at once don't seem to be good at all. I was glad that Dad and other family members came to help the move go smoothly. That was one less thing we had to worry about. However, school started the following Monday, and I was scared because I didn't know anyone there. Mom assured me that everything would be okay. Just be yourself and you'll make new friends and new memories, she said. What if I am myself and they don't like me? I wondered. I asked Mom to take me shopping for new school clothes and a purple backpack. Purple is my favorite color. Mom took me to the department store and I picked out lots of clothes that I normally wouldn't wear. But I wanted the kids to like me. I just wanted to fit in. Mom wasn't very pleased with the clothes I picked out. She shook her head and said, "No, honey, you're not old enough for these clothes. Never try to impress anyone because in your heart, it's not who you really are." I was so inspired by my mom's talk that I even went home and tossed away all of the clothes I had gotten last summer when I tried to fit in with my old friends. Finally, I picked out some clothes that my mom and I could agree on. Mom made my favorite for dinner, burgers and fries. I was so glad that my mom and I could really talk about anything. She always had a way of making me feel like the most important person in the world. In a loving voice, she ended our talk saying, "I love you, Shay. Always follow your heart and be yourself." The next morning, we headed to church. I was so excited that I beat my mom to the door. While in children's church, I saw some other kids my age, but they didn't talk to me, and neither did I talk to them. I was just too shy and afraid to meet new people. After church, we went to my aunt and uncle's house for Sunday dinner. I loved going there because I got to play with my cousin, Nigel. I was having so much fun with him until Mom called, "Shay, it's time to go home. You have school tomorrow." All the way home, I kept thinking about how I wouldn't know anyone at my new school. And I was terrified that I was going to be all alone. Once we got home, I laid my clothes out, got my bath, brushed my teeth, and climbed into bed. I couldn't sleep. My mind was racing and I kept thinking, what if no one likes me? What if they make fun of my clothes, my hair, the way I look, or the way I talk? I could feel my heart beating faster and faster. I started to sweat. Just when I was about to scream, Mom walked in with cookies and warm milk. She rubbed my back and whispered a prayer. "Dear God, please watch over my sweet girl. Please give her the courage to make new friends. Let her remember that she is special, to always follow her heart, and to simply be herself. Amen." The next thing I knew, it was morning, and the alarm clock was going off. To find out how Lachey did on her first day of school, you can purchase your copy of Just Be Yourself at alfredaragland.com.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune into Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
These are my kind of people.